send us over here.
Hello.
Hello, James.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, sorry, I didn't know if you're there or not. Hey, bud, I actually went back to my manager this morning and said, you know, you guys screwed up. I sent him the information showing his time of business, and he was all ready to go. And I work with Sean quite a bit as a vendor, and, you know, I want to take care of all you guys. And I said, we got to pull some strings here and do something and see if we can work with James here and see if we can get something to work out. So, small story short, I was able to get a lower payment for you. It's still not all that great. It's $630 a month, but it's a lot better than $700, and that would be for 48 months as well. So I wanted to give you a call and let you know I was able to pull some strings. Still not happy with the whole thing, and I apologize. It's just they just dropped the ball.
I was looking for at least $500. You remember when I told you I could do $500 would be pushing it, but it'd be kind of tight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, basically with this, I mean, Bank of Cardiff's not even making any money on it, to be honest with you. It's basically just giving it away at this point, just to hopefully keep your business, and all I can do is apologize. They straight up dropped the ball, and it's a little bit of my fault. When I saw the approval, I should have said it looked too good for a startup, to be honest with you, but, it is.
I just hate that it's so much, it costs so much more, and I'm just getting a cheap trailer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, and it's kind of part of the nature. I mean, you may not want to hear this, but whenever you start a company up, you're basically looked at like an 18-year-old with no credit. You know, you have to start out somewhere and build that credit, and you'll be a step ahead of the game once you hit the 2-year mark. You've already done some financing under your belt. They're going to see that. It's going to show up on your business credit report, and you're going to qualify for probably the best rates out there. And like I mentioned, I can work with you on credit too. Like I told you, the only thing that might be hindering your credit at this point is a couple little small things, but really just try to keep your credit cards below like 30% of the maximum.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, me starting now, you know, a lot of my credit card buildup came from maintenance on this truck.
Right. That's all part of the game.
The main thing that I was really trying to do was get my tractor on my business credit because it's in my name, and I wanted it on my business credit, but I couldn't get it like that in the jump.
No, yeah, the manufacturers usually don't do that. It's all based off personal credit. That's why it's such a better rate, to be honest with you, than this one. It's just because it's attached to your personal credit, which isn't bad by any means. It's a decent personal credit, but they're looking at your business credit in this case, and there's just not any business credit yet because you haven't been established enough. You haven't used your business credit yet. So,
well, I got a business credit card. I mean, no.
Yeah, but those are actually, I don't know too much about those. We actually offer those here as well, and I could send out an application for you for one, but I think those report to whoever.
Yeah, I think my credit's so low, they probably won't give me one.
Well, maybe not now, but I mean, it's something we could look into in the future. I think you have to have a score around 700, and I think once you get your credit cards below 30% of their limit, then in 3 months or so, your score is probably going to shoot up quite a bit. You know, say 50 plus points easily. I'm no credit expert, but I've been in finance and I've worked with I used to do home loans and stuff like that, so a lot of my clients had to fit within a certain criteria on their credit score before they could qualify for a loan, so I'd work with them on their credit. I learned a little bit, but I mean, you're able to write it off. It's going to report on the business credit, and you're writing off 33% of that, so at a minimum. So, I mean, if you want to look at it like that, too.
I take that into consideration. I'll talk to my wife and see what she thinks about it.
Okay. That works. Now, I understand, and all I can do is just continue to apologize. It's embarrassing, and I'm pretty pissed off at my underwriters for dropping the ball, and I'm a little mad at myself, too, for not catching it up in front, because I knew better.
It ain't your fault. I mean, shit, you did all you could do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's embarrassing, though.
it's just like, if they will be playing the game smooth. If they was to, charge me like $22,000 for a $13,000 trailer, you know what I'm saying? as far as that goes. You know, it would have been a little bit smoother, and I would have been like, okay, I grabbed that, but, you know, it makes it hard.
Yeah, basically what they do is they push it through an algorithm, and it spits back a rate. But it's not always fair because it's based off of people that have went from us in the past, and they just look at all the risk factors, and anything under 2 years time of business is a risk. I'm confident you're going to be fine. I mean, you're doing a good job out there, and you're doing everything right. It's just a matter of keep on doing what you're doing. You'll be fine. But
yeah,
I mean, I was able to negotiate a payment down to, it's actually $630.12 per month for the 48 months. So it's $70 less a month, which, you know, over 48 months, that's quite a bit.
That's with tax and everything, right?
Yeah, that's everything. So, okay. Well, yeah, $630.12 per month in that.
Okay, for how many months?
48 for 4 years.
48 for 4 years, okay. Yeah, I give my wife a talk, see what she thinks, and we'll go from there. So give me about a week, and I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I appreciate it, man.
No problem, James. Thank you. Bye-bye.